there, my friends. Welcome to Story U Talk Radio. I am your host, Coach Debbie, and I am delighted that you are here to discover your voice and tell your story. We come to you live every Thursday with a brand new topic. Thank you for reserving this hour to spend with me. We're all about books here, writing your memoir, writing your self-development book, maybe starting out with a blog, maybe getting into the groove with doing some articles, submitting to the magazines. But in the end, we want you writing your book and getting it out there to the world. I love to help people that are experienced. I love to help people that are returning to writing. And I really, really have a very soft spot in my heart for the person who says, oh my goodness, I'm such a beginner. All those levels, nothing can scare me. When I sit down with a client and we find out what sort of story is on your heart, I get really, really excited because I can see the fullness of your book probably long before you can. I'm a writing coach, and I came from teaching literature at the college level for about 25 years. That was a very fulfilling journey. And as I wanted to bring more spirituality into my branding, I went entrepreneurial and started Story U Coaching. Story U Talk Radio has been going for just a little over 5 years. We've just had our celebration anniversary here. It was on Valentine's Day. And a few years before that, before KKNW, Story U was with Contact Talk Radio as an internet show. So I have about 8 years at this point doing this show, and it is consistently about your book, your writing, getting you coached so you have the confidence to share your stories. Now, today we bring you a brand new topic. And we're going to talk about the idea that writers bond with readers through emotion. Writers bond with readers through emotion. So I want you to think about the fact that if you are writing your first, your second, or your third book, and you're thinking about all the expertise and accolades and big words you're going to put in your book, at the end of the day, what is it that your reader really wants? They want to feel a connection with you. So the best thing you can be doing is getting into the habit of being with your heart and sharing your stories. A lot of people think, well, you know, I finally got that first book out. It's time to get into my second one. If I really want to build my brand, I'm going to have to do a second one. And I can hear it in their tone that they're just not all that excited about it. They're thinking, I have to do this. I must do this. I slogged out my first one. And now it's time. It's just time. I got to get into the second one. I want to tell you, my friends, your readers feel that. They feel when you are in love with your story and they congregate around you. They get ready for your book to come out. But they also feel when you're slogging through it and you're putting your marketing out there, you're letting them know book two is going to be out in 2 months, maybe, if you stay on schedule. And they can feel it. Even if it's not in your tone, they can feel it. But I want you to find some relief in the fact that they're not worried about what you're worried about. You're worried if you've got the expertise. And you're worried if your awards are going to be big enough to keep them entertained. You're worried that maybe you haven't acquired the big vocabulary that gets big audiences and big stages and big auditoriums full of people. All your readers care about is connecting with you. They want to know more about you. It's a heart thing. It's a love thing. It will always be that. And the more you can understand that, the more you will be in a place to share your story very authentically and share it without it ever being some kind of slog. We never want that for you. So today's show is titled Writers Bond with Readers Through Emotion. It's through emotion. So you can run this through your own little test. I mean, think about it right now. When you go, let's say, to a movie, maybe you care about the fact that Ryan Gosling's going to be in it because he was in that last film you saw and he was so fun. But it's the fun that brings you to a movie that stars him. It's emotion. You probably don't go through the paper looking for a movie and then say, ah, Ryan Gosling's in a new movie, and I think he has now 5, not 4 awards, so he's probably even better than last time I saw him. He's probably worthy of my attention. That's not how you think. You remember how he left you feeling in that last movie. You remember it, so you're excited that he's cast again. My friends, this is exactly how your readers feel about you. They see that your name is hitting the bookshelf again, and they go, oh, man, I loved her first book. Man, that helped me out when I was going through a hard time. I wonder what this one's going to be about. They're not saying, I better see if she got the book award since I last read her book. No, they're not doing that. They're not saying, oh, I wonder if she's making enough money for me to set aside my precious time to follow her. Your readers don't think that way. Your readers want to be with you. And the way they can be close to you is when you are present and you're telling them your story. You're opening up your heart to them. You're letting them feel inspired by you. You're letting them go through something that was sad for them, but you've gone through it and you're willing to tell the story about it so they don't feel so alone. You're connecting with them through emotion. They're going through something that makes them feel really anxious, and your book brings relief. They want to connect with you. They want to hear what you have to say. They trust you. You might say, well, but this is my first book. Well, great. You're going to have readers that trust you because your marketing is going to help people know what you love to tell stories about. If you leave that out of your marketing, go back right now. Edit it. Get a story in there. Start sharing you. It's you. They want to follow you. They're curious about you. They can handle their own journey because you went before them. And that's the real privilege of being a writer. It's not that you get assigned the duty of being strapped to your desk and slogging something out for hours a day. That's not the honor of being an author. Not at all. Not in this day and age. The honor of being an author is being one with your story, having the guts to say it, being the one that's willing to go to the stage and be in front of people and share it, possibly being emotional in front of your audience, but being available to them because you know it is through your service of sharing your story that you are doing just that much bit of good in the world. It's about that. Your stories help people come together, and they help you come together with your readers. Now, I get common questions coming into my email all the time and by way of my website. By the way, If you would like to send one in today, we can coach it out. You just go to CoachDebbie.com. Debbie is spelled D-E-B-B-Y, CoachDebbie.com, and click on Connect. That'll let you type in anything you like, and I would be happy to offer you a little coaching over the air today. People write in throughout the week, and they ask me all kinds of questions. They want to know what I'm offering. They want to talk about recent podcasts they've listened to. And I collect this. I take it very seriously that you took a little time to reach out and say something and maybe even ask for a little help. One thing I love to do is compile what I find as the common question or the common concern. This really helps me write classes and retreats that are going to meet your needs the best. So, for example, this happens all the time. I'll ask people, what is that thing that you feel keeps you from sharing your story? I even asked a friend today, and I got one of the number one answers. You know what it is? The thing that keeps a writer, especially a new writer, but it's not always that. Sometimes it's a very seasoned writer. The thing that keeps a person from sharing their story with the world is this question that goes on in the mind, which is, when will I ever be enough to be the expert to share this story? When will I be enough? I remember feeling that way when I was really, really new as a teacher. And I'd think, ooh, can I bring this lesson to class? Do I have enough experience? Do I have enough credentials to bring this to class? Am I enough yet as a teacher? It would scare me. I'd think, oh, I'm just in my first year. Maybe I should wait. Maybe they won't take me seriously. Maybe I'm not enough into my craft as a teacher, as a writer, as a speaker, to be taken seriously. This is common. But it doesn't mean that you're some anomaly by having it run through your nervous system. Even though it's a really common question, it doesn't make it basic. The question of, am I enough, really, really is an emotional question. How do you deal with it? Well, if there's a story you want to write, get that journal out and start. What you're going to find, my friends, is that because it's a story you want to write, and because you allow yourself the time to get into it and write it, you have a story that came right out of you and fell onto the page. Usually, after a first run through a story, people will say to me, you know, I wrote this and I think it's kind of good. I think I like it. I mean, I don't know. Should I send it to you? Will you read it? Will you tell me what you think? If you don't like it, don't tell me, they'll say. But of course I'm excited to read it. It's that stream of consciousness. It's that connection with just your story, not your wonder if you're enough, that allowed you to get it on the page. It allowed you to just go for it. Now, when you do that, you're automatically connected to your heart. You're not thinking about awards, years of experience, all that funny stuff. You're just thinking about your story. You're just giving yourself some time to do it, to get into it. That is what allows you, the writer, connect with them, the readers. They want that. They want just that. Now, you might be worried that, oh, as I went back, I saw things that maybe I should change. There again, the enoughness is coming in. But keep it on the down low. Possibly all that enoughness and curiosity of enoughness is trying to say is, how much editing should I do? Do a little. Make it your best piece that you can, and then Let it go. Let it be in the world. Let it get into the hands of those who are waiting for your story. This, my friends, is going to serve you in anything you decide to do publicly with your words. When you can accept people are showing up to connect through emotion, you're not going to be so focused on the stuff that maybe you worked hard for, but it's not what really matters between you and your readers, okay? It's not really the awards you've received. It's not really your deep vocabulary. It's not really whether you have 2 years or 22 years of expertise. If you speak to your people, you have reached them. You have connected with them. I have never, ever met anyone at a book launch, and I've been at many, many book launches for my people and for those that I follow. And I've never heard anyone say, you know, she just doesn't have as much experience as I thought or as many awards as I thought, so I'm not going to buy the book after all. I've never heard someone say that. If the book touches a person, they buy it. They take it home. They devour it. And that is the sort of relationship you want to have with your readers. I have all kinds of things on this topic today to talk to you about. If you have a question, just go to CoachDebbie.com. Debbie is D-E-B-B-Y, CoachDebbie.com. Click on Connect, and I would love to receive your questions. We're just going to take our first break right here, but stay tuned. We're going to come right back. If you've been thinking you have a great story to share, then it's your time to write your book. Hello, friends. I am your writing coach, Coach Debbie, and I help first, second, and third time authors discover their voice and tell their story. My courses and retreats help you become a confident storyteller who can draft and complete a memoir or self-development book. For some, this is a six-month journey, and for others, 90 days. This will take you places. Not only will you become the best version of yourself, but writing your book will help you heal your past, monetize your brand, and become a known expert. And for those of you devoted to writing and being in service, writing your book will bring you new income, awards, opportunities, and lifestyle you've been dreaming of. This is your time to say yes and write your book. Welcome back to Story U Talk Radio. I am your host, Coach Debbie, and I am delighted that you are here so we can spend a little time talking about your writing. Now, I wonder, did you get that last newsletter I sent out? If you didn't, you can easily sign up for the newsletter at my website. And if you did, then you know I have a retreat scheduled, and this is for the person that is thinking, I just want to be more creative in life. I have all these things, all these demands on me, and if I could just get into my creativity, maybe start writing a little, maybe even create things in my life. Like a friend of mine, she said, could I come to your retreat and think about how I might even be a stand-up comic? Absolutely. I mean, that sounds like a lot of creative fun. We're going to get you in the zone of creativity. And then from there, we're going to figure out what story is calling to you. So for some people, like my friend Kara, it's comedy. For my friend Randy, she has a collection of stories with her family, and she wants to get all those on paper. There are other ways that you can approach this, but what I want to share with you, friends, is when you get into a community, even though we're not going to do a lot of writing there, we're going to do exercises with groups, and that's going to allow you to not only step far away from your daily life and your daily demands, but it's going to allow you to open up that young portal where you are just connected to your heart and to your source and to the words that want to flow through you. It helps you get aligned again with the fact that you have a creative spirit. So I would love to support you on this journey of rekindling your creativity. This is a retreat in Santa Barbara. It will be September 16 to 19, and the information is on my website, CoachDebbie.com. Just click on offerings and you can read about the retreat. I would love to see you there. Now, we are talking today about writing and how it is your emotions that allow you to bond with your readers. A lot of people think, well, I don't have readers yet. Well, the way you're going to have readers is by staying really, really connected to your heart. I think it's Maya Angelou who said that people might not remember the words you shared, the words of your speech, but they will remember how you made them feel. And I think that is so important. How is it that you want your readers to feel? My sense is that you want people to either be inspired by your words because of the type of brand you have, or maybe it's that you want to offer some relief to people because of the type of life stories you have to share. Maybe it's even that you're someone that provokes curiosity and joy, and that comes out of your own sustenance that you are now sharing in your stories. And maybe you're one of those people that can completely break someone out of anxiety or anger or stress. Again, those words, those emotions, those stories are going to be the path that help you and your readers be connected. Without readers, you're not selling your books. You're not in demand for those stages. With readers, you can do just about anything you want. So, my friends, what do you think when you think about sharing your emotions? There are plenty of people that think, oh, no, I've been so trained to get into the 1, 2, 3 steps. I've been so trained to do my PowerPoint. Now you want me to tell a story? Yes, I want you to tell your stories. And let's go into a little training that I like to offer people so that you understand which stories you might share and which ones you might not. So, for example, when I get together with people and they want to write a book, often it's that they want to produce a self-development book, something that's going to support their brand. And if they're going to do it well, they're going to interject some stories that show that they're a human being, right? Or people will come to me and they want to go heavy on the stories. They want to write more of a memoir. Now, what I feel is so important for anyone, whether they're a beginner, whether they're putting out their third book, many of you know that I've been helping out my coach, Alan Cohen. He was a prolific author with Hay House for many years, and now he is writing his 34th, 35th book, and I'm one of those people he has sought out for his editorial team. It's a lot of fun for me. It allows me to just, you know, get on the couch and snuggle up with his draft. And let me tell you, Alan is a prolific storyteller. If you mention a topic, he can bring to you a story in a heartbeat. He's so quick at it, and he's so able to capture your attention. And he has written now 30-some books, and it doesn't really matter what the topic is, if he's trying to give you comfort, if he's trying to offer you inspiration, be a stress reliever. He peppers in beautiful stories all throughout his books. Now, he's practiced at this. He's probably had a little guidance along the way, but you too can adopt these skills. So let's say right now you are in your business and you're just thinking, you know, instead of putting out a blog every week, I think I want to leap into writing a book. But what would I share with my readers? Well, right off the bat, you know your brand very, very well. So you can start by thinking, what are three things? What are six things that would be true keys for your readers to work through? And what are the stories that are going to support that? So, for example, one woman I worked with some years back, she was an accountant, and she came to me and said, I want to write a book. I know if I could get a book out in the world, I could scale to seven figures. I just feel that my business is ready for this. I want to be public. I want to put my book out there, and I want to be more vulnerable than I am day to day when I give my PowerPoints, when I do my talks. Will you help me with this? And I said, sure. So I was looking over the draft she had so far, and the first thing I said was, oh my goodness, her name's Stephanie. I said, Stephanie, right here in the early days of your book here, right here, what do you think about bringing in a childhood story of how you became interested in money? You say you were interested in money as a child, but what about a story? And she said, oh, well, I want to tell stories, but I don't want to expose my childhood. Well, see, we're not asking for your whole childhood to be exposed. That would be a biography where you're really getting into all the layers, all the chapters of your life. But memoir storytelling, that's a little different. Memoir is usually about a theme that you're going to stick with and share throughout a book. And it's worthy of sticking with because it's often bringing forth a message that is going to change your readers. And it may be self-development as well, and it is going to heighten your brand and your publicity as an expert. So what stories from your memoir or from the theme that highlights your life are you going to talk about? For Stephanie, she had always had a piggy bank. She had always collected coins. She even collected coins from different countries. She was curious about money. She was one of those people that was the head or like the president in those 12-year-old little after-school programs where you do a little free enterprise and you find out how you can be a little moneymaker. Even in the sixth grade, she was that girl. And I said, Stephanie, we want some of that. And she said, but it feels so raw. I mean, I want you to help me tell my stories, but I was thinking more of stories like when I work with people through the firm. Well, you can do those too, but people love to know, again, these are readers. They love to know where you're from, what you're about, why you do what you do. When you go back to being the president of the Free Enterprise Club, you've captured the heart of people. You're helping them remember when they were a sixth grader and they had their own lemonade stand and they thought money was cool too. You help people come together when you share these stories. Now, a lot of people will think, well, then I'm going to have to go out and get certified as some sort of storyteller. I'm going to have to get a degree. And I don't have time for that. No, you just need to learn a little bit about character and a little bit about a storyline and a little bit about bringing the significance out by the end of the story. Bada bing, bada boom, you will have a story. And if you want to be led through that, I have retreats, I have courses to help you. For Stephanie, what she found was that there was a story of bonding that took place between her and a grandfather. Her grandfather was one of the people in the family that openly spoke about money. And he encouraged her to be the president of that free enterprise club that she took on in the sixth grade. Ironically, it was her parents that were not as gung-ho about her doing this. They thought this would take away from her studies. They didn't see the correlation that this was part of her studies. This was an expression of Stephanie coming through. This was her being curious about growing up, having more coinage in her hand, and finding out what does it mean to be free? What does that possibly mean? Her grandfather would sit with her and talk with her about money. Her parents did not. And this began a real bond with her and her grandfather. The story she tells in her book is beautiful, and it was one that for a long time she wanted to leave out. We positioned it in the first chapter of her story as a way of finishing chapter one before it got into some heavier concepts around money. She told me that when she did her first reading at the book launch, people said, "I absolutely loved your story about your grandfather." Now, that's because they had a feeling when they read it. It's the feeling. It's just like Maya Angelou said. That's what people are going to remember. How did you make them feel? That story is going to release the feelings. And you, my friend, you are the writer capable of helping your people feel because you had the guts to tell your story. I love sharing interactions with Hay House writer Pam Grout when she comes to town. I go to see her. We have really nice conversations. And she's been one of those people in my life that when I have a story, she'll say, if you want another set of eyes on that, I'd love to take a look at it. I feel very supported by her. And not too long ago, she put this out in an article she shared. And it was this. She said this quote, "When I pay attention to creativity and possibility and beauty, the things I seek to have in my life are mine." And what she was talking about in the bigger concept is that it's so easy for us to get into the steps and the regime and the habits of what we think we're supposed to be doing. But what would it be like if we hung out just a little bit longer with our creativity and our possibilities and the beauty of life. Isn't that what's in our heart? Isn't that the stories of our childhood, of our youth, of our freedom? My friends, I think it's that, exactly that emotion that's going to allow you, the writer, to bond with your reader. They want the emotional experience. And don't get me wrong, it's not that they don't care about your expertise. It's not that they won't celebrate your accolades. It's not that they won't say that you taught them a big word. Of course they might. But why do they keep coming back? It's because you can tell them a story. You can relate to them. You know their heart because you know your own heart. This is very, very important. And it doesn't matter what brand you are in. It doesn't matter what kind of writing you're trying to do. Storytelling may be the most important thing you give your time to as a writer. It allows you to connect with your heart. That's what people want. So let's see. Why don't we take a little break right here? And this is going to give me a chance to see if I've got some more questions coming in. And we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Did you know your writing coach, Coach Debbie, is also a master-level life coach trained by Hay House author Alan Cohen? She's offering free 30-minute consultations to anyone, not just writers, who are wanting to discuss a big, stretchy life goal, which might include, how can I work on my bucket list?
How can I better relate to my children, spouse, boss, or in-laws?
What should I do about aging and feeling scared to be seen?
How might I double my income fast?
Email Coach Debbie at CoachDebbie.com/connect for more information. And right now you can also enroll in Coach Debbie's April course, The Story Immersion. You'll receive 8 pre-recorded classes throughout April that you can listen to on your own timeline. As a listener of the podcast, you qualify to save 50%. Simply email Coach Debbie by visiting CoachDebbie.com/connect. And get started on the life goal or writing project you've been dreaming about.
Welcome back to Story U Talk Radio. I am your host, Coach Debbie, and I just want to thank you for tuning in today and paying attention to your heart and your stories and the things you want to be sharing with your readers so that you stay connected to them, so that they are always wondering, what's that next thing that you're going to bring to life? What is it that you're going to share? They're just excited to hear from you. There's a lot of common questions that a writer will think about and run around on the hamster wheel with when they're new or when they're not working with a coach. It is so common to let the ideas in your head take over. And if you've been thinking that it is your time to get a little more help and to move yourself closer to releasing that book, I would like to offer you a consultation. It's real easy. You just go to my website, click on connect, that's CoachDebbie.com/connect, and put in your information so we can set up a call. Now, this is not a sales call. This is a let's get to know each other call. I'd like to find out what it is you're wanting to write or how far you are into it, what sort of help you need, and I'd also like to give you my feedback of what I'm seeing already as your skills and what you might want to do with your ambition to write. I like to think of myself sometime as like the book fortune teller. People will sit in front of me for about 10 minutes and start talking about what could be their next memoir or what could be their next self-development book. And very quickly, I can see the whole thing. And I like to share back, This is what I'm seeing for you, and these are some avenues you might take to get it finished. If it turns out that I might not be the best coach for you, I know many people in the field, and I can probably help you connect with someone who is. So don't hesitate. Go to CoachDebbie.com, click on Connect, and request that half hour that we can spend together consulting and talking about your book. Now, there are a lot of questions people have, especially when they're not feeling connected to their heart or when they're not feeling like they can share their emotions with their readers. It just feels too vulnerable. Why do that when we're so skilled at PowerPoints and speeches and being the expert up there way far away on the stage? Why would we, you know, make it impossible for ourselves and tell a personal story? Oh my goodness, that could just bring us to our knees. I understand that feeling, totally understand. And yet I also know that the first knee-jarring thing I ever had to deliver was in college. I was 23 years old. I was a bit of a late bloomer, and I was just starting out in college. My guidance counselor suggested that I take a speech class, and I said, no, anything but that. I'll take anything but that. And he said, no, really, this will serve you in so many ways, especially since you don't yet know your major. And I thought, ooh, okay, I better listen to him. He knows more than I do. So I took the speech class. And I just thought, well, maybe if I sit in the back of the class and no one can see me, I'll never have to get up there and give a speech. Wrong. It doesn't work that way either. You have to show, of course, that you're paying attention and you're learning a few skills. So when it was my turn to give a speech, I just fell into a panic. I went to see the teacher. I begged her, maybe there's something I could do other than a speech. And she just kind of looked at me cross-eyed and said, Debbie, this is speech 101. You're going to give a speech just like everyone else. Oh, I didn't want to do it. And so I went to my lovely mom and I said, what would you do if you were in my shoes? And she said, well, did the teacher assign you a topic? And I said, well, we have this criteria. And she said, then you pick a topic you like. Oh, pick a topic I like. Oh, I said, but I'm not, you know, I'm not an expert in anything, Mom. And she's like, just something you like. What's something you like? And I said, I think it's fun to make new friends. And she said, write a speech about that and make sure it fulfills whatever the criteria is. So I did. I wrote a speech about making new friends. I brought in my little book. It was called The Prophet, and I found some lovely quotes from it. I prepared. I was ready to go. It was now my time to get up in front of the class. And I am not kidding. I was certain I was going to faint. My knees were shaking so hard. I didn't understand how those legs could support me. I was sweating. My hands were so sweaty, I was afraid of dropping my little 3x5 cards. It was terrifying. And yet the only reason it was terrifying was that I wasn't connected to my heart. I was connected to thinking I had better do this well and get a good grade. But once I was halfway through it and I realized I'm going to flunk, this isn't going well, I started to get into my heart because it didn't matter anymore what kind of grade I got. I felt like I had really failed halfway through it. I honestly don't remember the grade I got, but I know it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. But I found myself able to start talking about how lovely it is to prioritize your friends. This was something that mattered to me. And the more I realized that sharing my ideas was far more important than memorizing some sort of script or being able to walk around the room and give the perfect hand gestures at the perfect time, the more I realized that I could just share something on my heart and get that thing over with and go sit back in the back of the class, the more excited I got about just being me up there. And somehow I survived it all. But you know what? I look back on that and I realize that was my little A Star Is Born moment. You know, I went from not having a major in college to realizing your story is actually really what matters. It's not if you flick your wrist at the right time when you say something. It's not if you step and lunge at this point of the speech. It's not if you can memorize something. None of that really ever could possibly be more important than the story you share from your heart. Why? People want to know that their heart matters. And how are they going to know it if there isn't someone in front of them reminding them? All of our hearts matter. What is on our heart matters. That's our story. That's our gold, over and over again. It doesn't matter if you're giving a speech for a college class. It doesn't matter if you're trying to write your first memoir, some theme that was really huge in your life and you know it would make a great story. It doesn't matter if you're scaling to 7 figures. Because it's time for your business to really take off. That story that you offer to people, it's what's going to allow you to connect. And the people are going to want to follow you because what you gave them is so valuable. You've helped them come back into being themselves again. You've helped them connect with their heart. You've helped them clarify their own story. This is service work. This is magical work. This is the kind of work that's worth dollars, big dollars. This is what brings people together. And my friends, what I have noticed time and time again is if your story offers relief, if it helps people drop stress, if it brings people into their curiosity, allows people to feel inspired, makes them just awestruck, even dabbles with a little sadness here and there, but circles back to joy and happiness, those main emotions, that's what keeps you connected to your readers. It's what makes them keep coming back and keeping tabs on you. So while a lot of people will say, I better get to it. I better write this one book. It's all I got in me. There are plenty of people, believe it or not, that got into storytelling, found out it wasn't the slog they were setting it up to be. And you know what? They signed up to write a second book. They signed up to bring writing into their life because it allows them to stay connected to their heart. And think of all the hours in the day when you're just doing all the stuff that you got to get done, and your heart is just sort of taking a back seat to your life. My guess is that's not how you want to be living. The longer I stay committed to the idea that my stories count, my writing feeds me, My writing allows me to connect with readers and listeners. My writing allows me to expand my brand and to do what matters to me. I don't find that I work more and more and more. I find that when I'm really focused, I have a certain flow with my writing. I'm connected to my heart. I want to share that story. Sometimes I even write out a little too much. It's a little too vulnerable for me. I don't think I want to send that whole story out into the world. Well, here's great news, friends. There's coaches and editors. We will help you. We will help you write the story you want to write. But it really begins by knowing if you get into the habit of being with your heart, you will have readers, because writers bond with readers through emotion. And it is your heart, not just your mind, not just those awards, not those accolades, not those big words that people are coming back for. It's your story. So some of the common things that are going to keep you out of your heart is wondering if you're enough. Of course you're enough. Another thing is wondering if you've been crafting long enough that you can go public. Of course you can go public. Another thing that scares people is thinking, maybe I should write like 200 posts on a blog, and then if I get a lot of followers, I'll try out a book. You know, marketers will tell you that that's what they want. But is it what you want? Or do you want to start right now with your book? You can self-publish a book without having a single follower yet. You might be thinking, I'm not ready. Well, what is ready, really? I mean, a lot of people will say, I'm not ready to, you know, do the average things. I'm not ready to lose weight. I'm not ready to give up staying up late at night. That was a big one for me. I'm not ready. I'm not ready to start working out. When are we going to be ready? We're usually ready as soon as we connect with our heart and the bigger story going on. A lot of people will say, well, I'm afraid I can't say what's on my heart without sounding dumb. You know, I don't have a degree in writing. I'm certain if you're connected to your heart, you're not going to sound dumb. You're going to sound honest. You're going to sound engaged. And again, this is what your readers want from you. I am a writing coach, and one of the things I absolutely love doing is helping people get in touch with their memoir. Your memoir is when you allow your memories to take you back into your creative space, your heart, and think of a theme that captures stories about you. They can be heroic at times. They can be about overcoming things like addiction. They can be stories you endured as a mom that were just enormous that you have now seen the other side. A memoir can be something you tasked yourself with and you achieved. Memoirs span for just shelves and shelves and shelves in the bookstores. Don't limit yourself. Don't think you have to have the big words, the accolades, the experience to step in. I want to share here, if you haven't heard me say it yet, it's your story. It's your emotions. That's why your readers show up. This has been a great topic, and I really want to thank you all for encouraging me to share this. I always love to see your mail, to see what it is you would like support with. Until next Thursday when I bring you a new topic, namaste, my friends.